the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Somebody, it's going to be later, much later in the show. Mike Morgan, who does broadcasts, football, basketball, baseball for ESPN, been a friend for many years, will come on. We'll talk a little baseball. We'll skip around a little bit. If you have any football you want to get into, we could do that too. But that's later, hour three. We are clear otherwise today. Which is the way I like. It's all good that way. 615-844-5600. That's the number to call in if you are so inclined. We don't take a lot of calls on the show. I've got a lot to say. That's one of the reasons why. Be the main reason why. But I still invite you to from time to time. 615-844-5600. If all you do is take calls, if that's all you did on your show, it would show that you can't carry a show. You need help. You need props. You need things to distract. That's why we don't do a lot of it. Now, the ones we do, we love. We absolutely love, but we don't do a lot of it because I demand that the host be in control, right? If the host can't control things, the host doesn't need to be the host. That's my theory on it. It's carried us 35 years or so. Actually, back many, many years ago, we used to do more of the phone stuff. Not the guesting, per se. Well, yeah, there for a little bit more guesting, too. But lots more phone calls, but we don't do as much of that through the years anymore. But you're welcome to call in. I know that's confusing. That is very confusing. I just made it confusing, but you're welcome to call in. On Twitter, at Bill is King. We do a lot more of that right there. Interaction in social media and Twitter. That would be the one, at Bill is King. Email, if you're old school, and everybody still emails, but if that's your mode of communication and you don't like social media and you're not going to call in, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. And we are on Facebook after being hacked to hell and back. We are on Facebook. Not my favorite. I make that very clear. Billy King. There's a Y on the end of that name. That's the way it was. I was born into the world with that name. Somehow it changed. I'm taking both. It can be Bill or Billy, but on Facebook it says Billy. And apparently there are quite a few of those, including my son, same name on Facebook. You probably will look at his, though, and think that's really not the guy on the radio, though. That's a different guy. That's the son of the guy on the radio. So there you have it. There's your layout today. The weather, I don't mind the rain, because here in the South, in the spring, you get rainy days and all that. Sometimes it's inconvenient. Let's say you've taken your kids to the Little League game and you get rained out, or this practice, or that's hit or miss in the spring here in the South. I don't mind. Matter of fact, I enjoy it because you get to somewhere in June and it stops raining. That's just the way it is. And you go, sometimes, you go a long time. I remember one summer, it stopped raining, and I don't remember. It seemed like months, though, that it did not rain. Big pond in the field in front of the house. I could take the tractor and drive through it. Totally dry. It was just like a hole in the ground. That's all it was. That had been a pond for centuries, as far as I know. And it's usually a pond, but it got so dry that summer. And I don't remember the year, 15 years ago maybe more. But you could literally take your four-wheeler or your tractor or your moped probably, go right through that out the other side, totally dry. So I don't mind the rain. Anyways, the baseball down in Hoover, Birmingham, Alabama, and they're expecting more rain today. We had a game postponed. Well, actually, two postponed last night. Well, yes. Let me think this out. Yes. Well, the Tennessee game was supposed to be played this morning because it couldn't be played last night. Everything got moved too far back. Tennessee's game with the Vandy boys doesn't even get started this morning because the Florida and the A&M game got postponed, and that gets first dibs this morning, 9:30 in Hoover, the Birmingham area. Only problem is the weather's not so good down there and not supposed to be cooperating most of the day. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Frankly, I'm enjoying the baseball. Got to sit down and watch some of the Kentucky Auburn game. I saw that big dude, Sonny DeShira, go yard. Auburn thought they had some momentum there. I did too. And then Kentucky, the next inning, which is not known as a home run hitting team, hits two. They go back to back. Kentucky beats Auburn, and Alabama wins again. Alabama beats Arkansas yesterday. What was it? 4-3, I believe. They got an early lead and then hung on. Yet to see the Tony Vols team, and Vanderbilt's obviously already played, and they beat Ole Miss with their young, true freshman pitcher. We'll see what happens, but rain delays left and right in the SEC Conference Tournament. That's about what's going on right now. All these conference meetings will start up over the next couple of weeks, depending on where you have them scheduled. I don't have it listed as to which league is meeting at what time. We'll look into that. We'll probably get into that next week. The one I'm familiar with, obviously more so, is the SEC meetings. Now, again, this is not to be confused with Football Media Days. That's a totally different event. This is the spring meetings that has been held forever down in Sandestin, the lovely Emerald Coast, where we are on the air, proudly on the air down there, thanks to our good friends Georgia Dog and Company. Love it down there. Sandestin Hilton is where that event has been held for, as far as I know, decades, and we used to take the show down there. Don't anymore. It was more of a pain. It sounded fun as an idea, and it turned into kind of a big pain in the neck. Frankly, I didn't like being down there on the Emerald Coast and worrying about work so much. That's what I didn't like about it. Chasing coaches and ADs to get them on the show back when we did that kind of thing was a big pain in the neck. Everybody else is enjoying the beach, the wifey, everybody going down to the beach, and I'm stuck in here chasing some punk AD. That's really not that interesting to talk to. Yeah, that's what I didn't like. That's the main reason why I stopped doing it. This is not worth the juice is not worth the squeeze in this case, if you know what I mean. I think it's okay to say that on the show in a metaphorical way. But yes, they'll have those meetings, all the leagues, ACC, Pac-12, Big Ten, and they'll discuss finance, what each school's going to get, their cut of conference affiliation money, and I would assume they'll revisit the future of the playoffs and the SEC. You saw that article, and Jim pointed it out. Jim and Jupiter pointed it out yesterday. I had not seen that article until he mentioned it. But the SEC's throwing up this PR trial balloon, which I think is hilarious. Because all this is saber rattling. This is not, this cannot be for real. I'll believe it when I see it. This idea that, you know what, if we have to, we'll just have a league-only tournament. Football. No, I don't mean the SEC championship game. I mean select like 8 teams from the league, the top 8 or whatever, and just play it off there. Bleep all you other people. That's funny. I don't believe they'll do it, but what they're saying is we were all set to fast-track the playoffs to 12, and then you other leagues got your panties in a wad. Yeah, you got diaper rash. And you didn't like it. Now, you like the expansion part. You just didn't like that we weren't there to agree to it in person in a formal meeting with the SEC and with Jack Swarbrick. Wasn't Bowlesby in on that? I think Bowlesby was. I might need to correct that, but I think so. But the ACC did not like it. Big Ten did not like it. And the Pac-12 did not like it. Thus, the little alliance thingy. Now, again, I don't think they have any problems with the actual expansion. They have problems with how we got to the actual expansion idea. They got problems with the power structure as to how this came about. That's where the problem is. It's not the actual idea in game. It's panties in a wad about how come you left us out of this. You don't tell us what to do. You're not the boss of me. That's what this is about. This is a kindergarten level kickball game gone bad over player selection at your local elementary school. That's what this is all about. You ever remember elementary school? About first grade, kindergarten, and you're it's recess, you're all excited, and you start divvying up teams for the kickball game. And it turns into a big argument because something went wrong, right? Yeah, those don't go smooth on the playground. That's what we're talking about here. Jim in Jupiter, Bill, down in South Florida where he lives, it rains every day in the afternoon in the summer. That'd be nice. I wouldn't be opposed to that. We don't get that here. Yeah, we don't get that here. Wish we did. Once we get into June-ish, and it's different, obviously every spring and summer is somewhat different, but there becomes a point where it may not be as dry as that one summer I was telling you about. That was pretty extreme. But it slows down significantly. I remember that summer, I was sitting on the back deck by the pool, and it was late afternoon. Trying to turn dark, but not quite dark yet. And it lightly started misting, and I sat out there in full clothes, head to toe, letting it drench me. That's how good it felt. Just please spill more on me. Yeah, I can jump in that hot pool. That feels like molten lava. Yeah, it gets bad around here. We'll get the break. Mike Morgan, later, hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on to a pretty good start right now coming through Mount Juliet. Now, it's starting to build anger, we would expect, and then the South Loop, the West Loop. It looks like a crash. 24 eastbound. It's right before you get up to 440, coming off I-40 there on 24 eastbound. Again, just before 440 with a lot of flashing lights. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Greg Pope back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, now also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Reward yourself for surviving Nashville traffic with fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods all day long. And free Wi-Fi so you don't have to work from home. Number one in customer service. You made it through the traffic. Reward yourself with a perfect pick-me-up at Bongo Java. Fresh coffee, delicious treats, great atmosphere. Open 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. daily. Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
No way, man. You're not getting by me.
You sure about that?
Nice basket. Man, I am slowing down as I get older, but you're unstoppable. What's your secret?
I gotta tell you, taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster you see on TV, right?
Yes, this is a legit product. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, and you should check it out. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too.
Yeah, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Just send them a text. Text KING to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape absolutely free. Text KING to 321-321. That's KING to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
There goes Ozzie. 2-2 on the way. Hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Thursday edition. Speaking of that promo right then, we will be at the Omni a week from tomorrow in our return to glory. Yeah, a week from Friday, tomorrow, we'll be back there at Kitchen Notes doing the show. Incredible breakfast buffet that is there. Wonderful. It's opposite from Bar Lines. All of you who have been to Commitments, you go in the main lobby and you go to the left, right, to go to Bar Lines. Well, when we're there Friday mornings, you go in the lobby, you go to the right, and you follow it all the way to the end of the building, which isn't far, and you see Kitchen Notes. You just wind your way through there, and we're in the very back room. Yeah, very back room. You can hear, I'm sure you can probably hear me from the lobby, but that's where we are. Next Friday, a week from tomorrow. While I'm on that topic, shamelessly promote Commitments. I want to reiterate to you folks, Commitments is not necessarily tied in to the signing date. And this year is an example of that. This year we're going a week earlier. It's going to be on the 13th and 14th of December is Commitments. 13th, we'll have the big get-together in the Bill King suite. And then the next day we'll do the show from Bar Lines. And you're all welcome. If you're going to make travel plans, that's fine. For the 13th and 14th of December. It seems like a long way away, but it gets here pretty fast, right? But do not call and get your room yet, if you need a room. Some of you would just drive in, but those who get a room, do not do that yet. Because you won't get the discount. Yeah, don't call and say, get me some rooms. And then wonder where your discount is. You get the discount by clicking the link, which we do not have yet, and it may be a while. But I promise you, it will not cost you a room. You'll get your room. Don't even worry about that part. So don't worry about booking the room yet. if you do want to, if you're a planner and you plan months and months out, if you want to go ahead and make travel plans, that's fine. You're safe there. Just don't get a room. By the way, Pat, and I assume nobody can hear this, but that fuzz in my left ear is back this morning. And it is loud. I mean, I have no idea how that happens either. Yeah, no idea. But as long as the audience doesn't hear it, I'm good. Even though it's getting pretty loud in my left ear right now. Back to the spring and this time of year, which I absolutely love. I know some of you don't love it so much because you're bored and you want to get to the playing portion of the season. I get it. I'm just not like that. That's not the way I'm wired. I love the spring. I love the non-playing portion of the season. I love the things we can get into, the trouble we can get into during the non-playing portion of the season. Yeah, we have a knucklehead season here too. But I'm talking on the show. And the various leagues, it'll be interesting because I can tell you administrators, ADs, coaches, university presidents, they're wondering about the future just like we opine about on this show. They're living it, right? We don't really have to live it. Now, we are emotionally invested in it because we love college football and some of the other elements that go with it. But we're not living it inside the building there. So we don't have as much skin in the game. I feel like I have skin in the game because I've developed a PhD in this over all these decades. And I've devoted countless millions of hours to this through the many, many decades. So I feel like I have skin in the game, but I'm not in the building, right? And the future and the way all this stuff is moving and all the conjecture, SEC floating, maybe we just have our own tournament. Football now. And we'll claim a natty? Is that that is funny. I don't know how many of you find it as funny as me. That is funny. I know if you're a fan of all these other leagues or another league, you probably find it a little bit arrogant. I get that too. It does sound a bit arrogant. Sounds like you're a college football snob if you're the SEC, right? Yeah, we'll just, the hell with all these other leagues. We don't need Clemson to play. We don't need Ohio State and Michigan. Obviously, we don't need the Pac-12. They're not getting in anyways. At least they haven't been. We'll just play it off right here in the good old South. God almighty, that would be so funny. I don't see that happening. The Jax Warbrick article from a couple of weeks ago says 10 years from now, it will be commonplace that schools, football factories, will have football-only segments to campus, meaning the football team will be there. They'll share the name of the school. They'll play in the name of the school. They will not be part of the academic community at the school. They'll be football only. Some schools will opt for that model, that business model. That's what Jax Warbrick says. Jax Warbrick is a very smart guy. You know how some guys, they go in a room and they want you to think they're the smartest guy in the room? Jax Warbrick is, indeed, when he walks in a room, probably the smartest guy in the room. You may not like Notre Dame, that's fine. He runs Notre Dame, and he's done a very good job when it comes to their athletic department. He's a very good businessman. He's a very good looker into the future, dude, too. He says that's going to be a business model that at some point you won't even look at that as different or weird. You'll just say, oh, that makes sense. He says sometime in the 2030s, maybe early in the 2030s, that will be a thing. That will be a thing. The transformation committee that's looking into the future, they're talking about all kinds of stuff, giving partial scholarship sports the ability, if you choose, to hand out full scholarships, like baseball, softball, etc. Which, for the baseball folks who got absolutely robbed through the decades of scholarships and everything else, that would be wonderful. Now, again, you better be at a school that's got the resources to do this. Just because they allow you to do it doesn't mean you've got the money to do it. What if you have a tightwad AD or a tightwad president who's not going to let you do this? Just because they say maybe one day we allow this doesn't necessarily mean that you allocate the funds. I would think most of the SEC would do it for sure. Yeah, I would think so. Vanderbilt has no problem with that anyways. So that wouldn't affect them. Now, other notes. We do know the NCAA actually has come up here recently with a good rule or two. I know you're probably saying, wait, Bill, stop. What did you just say? NCAA and good in the same sentence? Yes, I said this. They're allowing, beginning immediately, schools to fill up their roster with more than 25 scholarships a year. You cannot exceed the 85, but if you get way down due to transfer portal, the he-gone gateway, the freebie, or just attrition for whatever reason, you can now catch up to the tune of more than 25. Now, they had already loosened because of the transfer portal here within the last, year or so. If you lose up to 7 in the transfer portal, it's got to be transfer portal now, you can make those up too. You can go up to 32. So it actually wasn't, over the last year, a hardened 25. And again, you could do the creative math because you could always count back on scholarships if you were under the 25 from the previous year. If you were going to allow players in midterm, you could count them back. You could do that too. But now there's just a general rule. You can catch up to the tune of however many you need to catch up to exceeding the 25 as long as your total number isn't over 85. Let's say you go into a year and you've only got 48 players on scholarship. You only signed 25, that's not enough. You're still about 20 short, right? Now you can catch up, which is a good rule. Yeah, that's a good rule. I know they don't do this a lot, but it's pretty good. Al Equipa, Bob, from the Pittsburgh. If you don't know Al Equipa, that's the confluence of the Allegheny and Monongahela Rivers. That's where Al Equipa Bob's from. He lives down in Florida now, but that's his home. That's where he spent many, many, many decades. Bill, if you want some rain, go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh only gets around 160 days of sunshine per year, and it seems like it's always raining there. So just move the show to Pittsburgh just to get more rain. Now, he would know. I've been to Pittsburgh only a couple of times. Last time I was there was to catch up with Randy Cross and hop a car to get down to the West by God, Virginia, Morgantown area. It's the last time I was there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, the SEC is mouthing off because they did not get their way. Let's blow this thing up and make a super conference. They're saying we're a little disappointed because partners that we thought we had in this are now balking at it. And the people balking at it are saying, look, you're not going to bully us. Even though deep down we agree with the expansion idea, you're not bullying us. It's not happening. So the SEC is saber-rattling. This is not the first time they've done it. I've explained this. Mike Sly did it several times. It's always done somewhat subtly. Actually, Sly was a little more subtle than this last one with Sankey. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, the SEC sounds like a spoiled brat. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Nobody else can play with me. I think that's a fair assessment. Yeah, we're going to talk about it here in Destin. We're going to talk about, what if we just had our own playoff? I don't think that, first of all, I'm from the South, so I've had the SEC in the pores of my skin forever, right? I don't find the idea of a league-only playoff exciting at all. I don't find that attractive at all. Maybe I'm in the minority. I haven't really asked many people about it yet, but I don't. Just repetitive games, play it off again. I don't find attractiveness in that at all. Maybe that's just me. Sam Dog, Bill, athletic associations are separate entities from the universities now, aren't they? That would be just one more step in the evolution. Now, I'm not sure what you mean. The collectives are, quote, supposedly separate from the universities, if that's what you mean. Yeah, if that's what you mean. Now, again, that's supposedly because there's no way to do that. I want to bring it up again. Don't you find it ironic that the rule is, again, not that anything's being enforced, but the rule is the universities cannot be involved in name, image, likeness, meaning recruiting to it. Even though that is laughable. That is absolutely laughable. That would be about like enforcing, seriously. I've got a new law for America. You ready? You can go outside, but don't breathe. That's about as reasonable. I'm not kidding. That's about as reasonable as the universities can't be involved. Why even have that rule? Now, you can keep it in place and just live the lie because you know everybody's involved, or you can waive that rule because I don't know how important it is anyways. It's already a broken system. To act like we've got some invisible police force that doesn't do anything is part of the joke, right? Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, will conferences ever go away and just will end up with the AFC and the NFC type setup? I don't think so. I mean, if you're the SEC, why would you give up the golden goose? The SEC doesn't need anybody else's help. Yeah, I don't see that. Now, could there be a super conference league of some sort with just choice teams, maybe 65 teams? We've already kind of got that with the P5. Is the P5 going to demand way more autonomy than they already have, and they have a lot of it right now, into the future? According to Gene Smith, yes. Yeah, we like our autonomy. We just don't have enough of it. That's also in our future, in some form. Yeah, Mike Morgan a little bit later. Hour 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic increase quite a bit out here in the normal spots right now. 24 coming in from Rutherford County, making its way into Davidson County. It's been a little bit busy out here in the last hour or so as far as fender benders. Now, lots of radar as well. You're going to see more and more of that as we go into the holiday weekend. Mermaids will return this Memorial Day weekend at Ripley's Aquarium. Check them out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Is your website a help or a hindrance? Media Lifeline brings over a decade of media experience to your rescue. We can make your business shine with our dedicated staff of designers and media experts. We offer custom website design and total website care. Never have to update or fuss with your site again. Rest assured, it's always updated and performing at its best, taking your business to the next level. Contact us today at MediaLifeline.net.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy. And Ryan Blaney had to take the checkered flag twice to win his $1 million at the All-Star Race this past weekend. Up next is NASCAR's longest race of the year, the Coca-Cola 600 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday. Same place Ryan does.
Hi, this is Ryan Blaney, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday here on The Final Lap.
Sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Run a Buckeye in Texas. Checking in. Good morning, Run. Says, Bill, the attraction of an SEC-only football tournament is that they don't play each other during the season, so this is a good chance to match up teams that should have played during the season, games that could have occurred. Well, I don't know that I find that attractive. First of all, are we not going to play an SEC championship game? The SEC, that's gold for them. Would they completely eliminate the SEC championship game? I haven't read the fine print on that. I don't even know if that's been mentioned. The SEC loves their championship game more than anybody else does. And it's by far the most popular and the most successful. Would you do away with that? There's never been a move inside the SEC to even consider that. The SEC will not negotiate that with each other, at least to date. That has never been even a remote possibility. So let's go two different angles here. Let's say you play an SEC championship game and Georgia and Alabama play. Two best teams easily, right, this year. Then you're going to play off a tournament and probably have that same matchup again. Well, in the playoffs you had the matchup again. Yeah, you did. But is that attractive? Do you want to see that every year? Maybe it wouldn't be the exact same two every year, but it could be a lot of the time, most of the time. Remember the SEC championship game early on was Alabama-Florida, first couple of years. That's the matchup that's been the most common, right, in the history of the SEC championship game. I believe that's right. Okay, let's do away with the SEC championship game. And just what do you do after the 12-game regular season? Pick out eight teams and now that was in the article. They said something like maybe pick out the top eight and then play it off there. That's the winner would have to win three games. Is that it? I mean, obviously you're going to make TV money on it and everything else, but would that be as attractive? For me, it wouldn't. I'd rather see Alabama play Ohio State. I'd rather see Georgia play Clemson. I'd rather see Georgia play Michigan. I'd rather see LSU play Clemson. I'd rather see Alabama play Southern Cal if Southern Cal gets back right. That's what I would rather see. To me, that's much more fun. I see SEC games every day. I enjoy it. I've got a mental Rolodex, historically, of it. And I do. I love it. But once we get to the postseason, if we're indeed going to play this thing off, I don't want to see the same league punching each other, per se. Now, again, this last year, you had no choice. Georgia and Alabama had to play again. There was no other choice. No other team proved worthy to be in that game. So I get that part. But I wouldn't want that to be the case all the time. Particularly if you narrowed it down to, we're the SEC, we're going to be snobs and only play intra-conference tournaments. Maybe I'm in the minority. I do not find that attractive at all. Personally. Clyde up in Detroit. Hey, Bill, did you see that the A&M Bama game is slated for prime time on October the 8th? That is interesting. And I think obviously it's the right thing to do. You know, why not? Have you thought about this? Jimbo and Nikki are in a snit, right? Not new news. Do you realize that at the SEC meetings or any league meetings, the coaches in each sport also have their own meetings down there? So you will have meetings with all 14 SEC football coaches. All the Big Ten coaches will be in their meeting too, wherever. League to league. Basketball coaches, because you have items that are sports, your sport specific, right? Now, Jimbo has said, unless they've talked, and I don't know that they've talked. Remember Jimbo said that day after his rant, I got some calls from Nick and I didn't take them. We're done. Well, they're going to be in the same room down in Destin. At the Sandestin Hilton in meetings. What's that going to be like? You think Slive or Sankey? See, I can't get over Mike Slive. God rest his soul. Greg Sankey, I'm sure he's already talked to him. But do you think they've already established protocol for this? That could be really awkward, right? Think about it. That could be very awkward. Has anybody seen where maybe they've... I don't think they've talked to date, unless obviously they could have privately. We don't know about it. They've got to be in the same meeting room, in the same boardroom type area for football-only stuff down at the SEC meetings in Sandestin coming up. What's that going to be like? How awkward will that be? Will everybody have taken a ample chill pill? So that's not a problem. Boy, would you not like to at least... But the SEC Network, think they'll have cameras on that? I hope so. I doubt anything happens, but it's still... The awkwardness still is interesting, right? I think it is. All right, we'll get the break right here. Music says non-negotiable break. Coming right back. Omni.
Good morning. Quite busy, actually, out here on 24 coming in from Rutherford County, Coffee County. Just give yourself extra time. We have seen quite a bit of radar out here already this morning. Traffic's on the increase as well as we check out that traffic coming through Mount Juliet on I-40, leaving Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. I-40 still looks good at the moment. As you come through Dixon County, again, allow yourself a little bit of extra time. There's been a crash in Antioch, 1400 block of Rural Hill Road. Mermaids return this weekend at Ripley's Aquarium. Log on to Ripley's Aquarium. Of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSIN.com/freemonth to sign up now.
Stanley Cup playoffs, the second round series in the East, all tied up between the Rangers and the Hurricanes. Carolina -155 in Game 5 tonight in Raleigh. New York +135, 5.5 the total. In the West, the Oilers +130 at the Flames at -150, over-under 6.5. Edmonton leads 3-1. NBA playoffs, the Warriors up 3-1 over Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. Golden State a 7-point home favorite in Game 5, 215.5 the over-under. Golf starting today, it's the Charles Schwab Challenge from Fort Worth. Scotty Scheffler, the +1100 favorite. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas each had +1200. Khaled Morikawa +1600. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tell you though, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, showers and thunderstorms, high near 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 59. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Mike Morgan later. Hour 3 with ESPN. SEC baseball tournament all messy and everything because of the rain. Alabama's good, though. They're 2-0 right now. Alabama's happy. Yeah, they're 2-0. Tony Vols is yet to play. He's been pushed around a couple times. Thought they may play late last night. That got aced. Thought they would be the first game this morning. That got aced. Not sure. Yeah, the A&M Florida game gets top dibs this morning. To start off, we don't even know if that gets started on time, rain-wise. Today could be a worse weather day than yesterday. If you're Tony Vols, this would be so funny for the show, because I know what the backlash would be. What if Tony Vols just said, the hell with it, man? Forfeit. Just forfeit us. I don't care. We're a one seed. We're hosting. Just go back to Rocky Top. The hell with this weather. That would be funny. It's not happening. The show is this show is very fortunate. I don't think we're that fortunate. That would be funny. Bill, Tony Vols and his arrogance. I've had enough of it, Bill. That would be the backlash. I just spoke for everybody who hates Tony Vols. Topwater assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, the SEC playoff idea sounds like some idea that one of Feinbaum's idiot callers came up with. Well, I actually heard one say that after Clemson beat Bama the first time. So a Bama fan said, you know what, the heck with it. We'll just play our own league. Can't have Dabo Swinney winning this thing. What's wrong with you? Makes no sense. Nikki is the one who determines who wins this thing. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I want to know if Kirby Smart is staying at the Ponderosa. That would be Georgia Dog's place. During the SEC meetings. Wants to know if Georgia Dog and Bowlcut are hanging out a little bit. I don't. Bowlcut might need to be in there standing in between Jimbo and Nikki. You know who'd be good? Brian Kelly will be there. But if Coach O was still the coach, he'd probably encourage the fight, right? He'd probably egg it on. Pac-12 Dave got some news from him. He tweeted this. Pac-12 Dave has got to go back home to Washington, Washington State. He lost his mom. And he's heading back home to take care of all of that. And, again, he's got to go all the way across the country to Washington State, where his family's from and where he's from. Lives on the Emerald Coast down there. But he's heading back home. So if you have a place, please send some prayers for him. He's dealing with this. He said his parents have been together for a long, long time, and his dad's in a tough spot here, obviously, because of the loss, and it's just a hard time. So if you've got room, and I know you do, keep Pac-12 Dave in your prayers. And Wayman wants to get hold of Wolverine Dan, just has no idea how to do it. I don't have any information on how to get a hold of Wolverine Dan other than the show. So Dan, if you're monitoring the show, Wayman would like to talk to you. Yeah, Wayman would like to say a prayer with you. That's what he'd like to do. He does that. Wayman, a lot of people said prayers for Wayman. Remember when he was in the hospital for quite a long spell? We were very worried about him. And he pulled through. We were all incredibly worried about it. And dude came right out of that hospital and dusted himself off and said, I'm back, y'all. Bleep to that virus is what Wayman said. Hour two coming up. Mike Morgan, ESPN. We'll talk some baseball with him, probably some football too. The SEC meetings coming up. Now, they do cover those on the SEC network. Those shows, some of those shows will be live from down there. Now, you know the Jimbo and Nikki thing will come up. That might be, I may turn that on. I very rarely ever turn that on. I turn that channel on for the games. Jim at Jupiter, good point by him. Florida State beat a Big 8 team, a Big East team, and an SEC team for our three titles. That's the beauty of college football, and that it is not one conference. I prefer that route to some league playing it off. Look, the SEC wanted this out just to see the reaction, obviously. I don't think this is a serious consideration at all. We're talking about it. Frankly, I don't think we're wasting our time talking about it, even if it's not realistic, because it's funny. Whatever side you're on, if you're anti-SEC, it's still funny. Regardless of how useless this conversation may be, I find entertainment in it. And considering the environment we're all in, as lovers of college football, some of this is exhilarating. Let's just see what sticks. I think that's where we're at. Let's just throw stuff against the wall and see what's going to stick up there. Right now, all I see is spaghetti. That's sticking pretty good to the wall right now. Hour two on this Thursday edition. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. Yeah, it's just Monday we will not be live. Yeah, Monday we will not be live. Omni Nashville Hotel.